This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice. At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I always forget that guy's name. What is his name?
Conan
Lewis
Gray.
Capaldi.
Nope, but close.
Conan Gray.
All right.
Darn it.
I love that tune. It's just, you know, just the pain, the emotion in his voice. Oh, so pretty. Good morning, everyone. The sun's shining here. How's it looking around the horn?
Overcast at my house, but it's predicted for sunshine, so that's good news.
Cloudy and gray.
Oh, still cloudy and gray? Mm-hmm. What about you,
Bright,
Vinny?
But partly cloudy over here.
Mm, all right. I can see the fog bank, but overhead, it's a nice sunny. It's a nice, sunshiny day. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by wonderful school teachers. This school year is going to be a little different. But we thank you for your time and effort. It's a lot of just changes, you know. This is not really what teachers or anyone signed up for. I mean, it's totally new.
Yeah, I did not sign up for this either. So we all are just dealing. Let's be grown-ups and just accept the challenge.
One day at a time. Get through it. Yeah, it's like I've never wished for sleep more than, you know, during this whole thing. It's just like I'm just going to get through today and then just like. It's 6:30. Is it too early to go to sleep? I really feel like that would be the answer for me right now. And I don't even have kids. So, I mean, I do have kids. I have young adults.
Right.
You know, I don't have to change
their... You don't have little kids.
I don't have to wipe anybody's butt. Let's put it that way. Thank God. Anywho, we're going to start with Stairway to Heaven. Oh, Stairway to Heaven is just, it's an iconic tune.
It's one of my favorite songs to play, although I know that, you know, there's sort of a...
stigma attached.
Yeah, I mean, it's like one of those things that everybody learns, but it's fun because first of all, it sounds great. Mm-hmm. It's not that hard.
No.
And you get to use both hands. So you find yourself, you know, really, it's a fun song to play. I can
you mean,
see why
you,
anyone would
because you're finger picking on
right.
the one hand and you're, mm-hmm. and you're sure it's it and it's you're right. It's fairly easy and it actually gives you a little bit of hand dexterity in your left as you're, you know, it's forming some different stuff than just the general chords that you might strum an acoustic guitar with. But there is a stigma attached to it. In fact, you walk into Bananas. I don't know if Bananas has this sign up, but a lot of record stores. Music stores that I've been into have the sign "No Stairway."
Right.
You
well,
just,
that's I
please
think that's
don't
the famous joke from Wayne and Garth. What is that?
Oh, Wayne's World.
Wayne's World has that scene where that it says "No,
no
and
stairway."
They have the sign. Right.
All right. So I thought, oh my God, when I saw this story this morning, because I think I want to say Mary J. Blige covered it. I'm sure a lot of people have covered it. But there haven't been I can't think of like a famous rendition of it other than just the Zeppelin version. And
Hart did a very, very popular version. It was live at some awards show that Zeppelin or Plant and Page were honored.
Right.
And they played it and they nailed it.
Well, they always called them the, you know, the female Zeppelin back in the
early. Is that right?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I never heard that.
Well, let's hear this.
All that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to hell.
Flick ahead about 3 minutes. That's here when she starts to really rock that ass out.
So, 3 minutes, huh? All right.
At least.
Here we go. Some on.
One more minute.
All right. 1 minute.
1 more minute.
Oh, nice.
Coming right here.
Yeah, right after this. Maybe like, well, it's gonna start up here soon.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, so good. All right. I mean, I guess I could just listen to the whole thing, but damn, I love the like choir of children behind her or whatever is going on there. That's good.
That's nice. They're all adults, but sure.
Whatever.
She's just
sounded good. Woo. I forgot anyway, all about that one, Vin.
Who's, yeah, that's a good one for sure. Who's done the most the newest cover?
Well, look, this is not going to measure up at all to that one, and it might surprise you that it's you too. It's Bono and the Edge.
Oh,
But they tell a story, and so there's a reason behind what they're doing here. And this is Bono holding a phone in front of his face, and the Edge sitting behind him playing guitar. So as soon as he starts singing, you can't even hear the guitar anymore. But they're doing this because apparently it's a tribute to their road crew.
Oh,
and they're basically saying, you know, we would show up at the venue and the guys would be up on stage, you know, getting all the equipment together, and that they played a great rendition of Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, the crew.
Oh.
And so they said, he said, there's one annoying aspect of an Irish crew that has to be said. Wherever you go in the world, whatever venue you're playing, you walk in, it's a big moment, you hear the song. We said, we'll never, ever play this, them, the band. And that's right, Stairway to Heaven. These professionals believe they play this better than the band. And you know it might be true. And so we're about to find out. And brace yourself.
That's right. Stairway to Heaven. These professionals believe they play this better than the band. And you know, it might be true. Anyway, to honor Irish crew.
There's a lady who's sure all the glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed. With one word, she can get what she came for. Ooh, ooh, when she's buying a stairway to heaven, there's a sign on the wall,
you know,
that she wants to be sure.
I believe.
'Cause you know,
they made up that story, and that this is just a guilty pleasure that all people love to play. I think that even if you're you too, you love playing this song. It just feels good.
Yeah, that's quite possible. You know, I guess this, as no one's touring, maybe it is to make their crew feel better, but it does feel super indulgent. It's cute though. It's just the two of them, and the camera angle's awful, and the sound's terrible. But you know, it's worth a second of your time, maybe, especially if you love U2 and you love this song. We'll put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
He continues on though.
He
says something at the end.
It makes me wonder if they're not right.
They can play the tune better. We love you.
Oh, we love you.
We love you. So
I'll put that up at the Sarah Vinnie Facebook
page. Thank you. Thanks, Brittany. Concerts. People love them. You know, it's one of the big drags of this whole thing that all the fun stuff's getting canceled and people just want, you know, any excuse. So the Chainsmokers tried to do a drive-in concert.
Tried and failed.
Oh, no, the concert happened. Oh. Was it a drive-in? No. And are they in trouble for it? Yeah, maybe. This is in the Hamptons, which is, you know, famously where all the New Yorkers go to summer. It's just the fabulous estates. It just looks like, you know, paradise.
All right.
It's on Long Island. So this drive-in concert was in the Hamptons. It was featuring the Chainsmokers. And my assumption is it's probably several other bands. And so I don't know who was actually responsible for putting this thing on. But basically it turned into a 2019-like show back in the olden days. With standing room only and thousands of people packed side by side in the pit.
Well, that's a no duh, Bob. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You throw a party where people can finally get the hell out of their house and have some drinks and do some stuff, and suddenly the masks get shoved into pockets and the people
get their lighters out or their phones or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And they cram
in
there.
You know, but they didn't make people go, though, right?
No, they didn't. But the rule right now in New York is gatherings of over 50 people are completely prohibited. So they got around that by saying it's a drive-in concert. People were supposed to stay in their cars. Surprise, that didn't happen. The governor, Andrew Cuomo, has launched an investigation of the show Saturday night. It was billed as being only for people in their cars and other designated areas. Social distancing did not rule the day. There was a guy who was on stage with the group. And he actually posted a video of it just looks like any old concert that you've ever seen in your life. It's, you know, packed with people. The crowd was about 2,000. The ticket packages ranged from $850 to an Uber VIP option for $25,000 that accommodated your RV. And then all the profits were going to go to charity.
$25,000 to see Chain Smokers?
I know.
How many...
Okay, and listen, I know
we
the
play
baseline.
Their songs. I know they have some hits, but really?
Hooman picked them over Muse at Bottle Rock a couple years back.
And failed, right? Mm.
Oh, epic fail.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I'm bored. I got to go. I'm like, if you're bored, come watch Muse. Anyway,
okay, there you go.
Listen, the cheapest price for the ticket was $850. So it's maybe it was like a per car thing.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. But anyway, it was, you know, up to $25,000. State of New York is saying we have banned gatherings of more than 50 people because they were the epicenter of the outbreak a few months ago. The promoter said concert goers went through a temperature check upon entry, were offered hand sanitizer once parked, and had restrooms that were disinfected every 10 minutes. There were dividers separating individual parties in the pit area, which does not look true. If you look at the picture, I can't see any dividers. Maybe I'm just not looking close enough. But it just looks like a big group of people. I mean, there's not a car in sight. Let's put it that way. So they're in a little trouble over that, or the promoter is, I guess. I'm not sure who is actually behind the thing. Maybe Chainsmokers were like, oh my God, stop singing our songs at us. We don't want your COVID.
Well, but they clearly went out and did a show when no one else can. So,
right.
You know, I that's one of those things where people consider themselves, I guess, more special than everyone else.
It just doesn't apply to me. Right?
I don't
have
to pay attention to the rules because I'm me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
that is a lot of people's mindset.
Well, Chainsmokers, you pay your fine.
Yeah. Billie Eilish is back on Instagram. It's been about a month since she posted. Guess what she's wearing? A sweatsh outfit. And a mask.
Okay.
A designer mask. A Louis Vuitton mask.
Oh. So,
well, look, she's got money now, you know. She comes back on and she, you know, looks like Billie. And she's got some exciting news, actually. It looks like we're getting a new single this Thursday. It's called My Future.
All right.
So I guess we'll, I don't know if that means it's coming Thursday later in the day or if we're actually going to get to hear it on, you know, who would know? It's Jane. She would know. So maybe she'll text me. But I'm looking forward to that because I very much enjoy her. I know you love the story of musicians, you know, like the, you're a guy who will watch a documentary about, you know, either a period of time in music or a specific artist.
I'm more interested in music than other stories, but I'm mostly interested in anyone's rise to success in any really venue, whatever your field. I think it's neat to hear people's stories. And there are people, sure, who got an easy ride, and there are also people who struggled mightily to get where they are. So, yeah, I love that stuff. Who do you got?
I have got Ozzy.
All right.
I know that we've seen a lot of Ozzy's life. He was one of the first reality shows. But basically, they're saying the life of music, Black Sabbath frontman and legendary heavy metal rocker Ozzy will be chronicled in an upcoming A&E documentary, biography, The Nine Lives of Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh.
It's coming out, looks like Labor Day, September 7th. It's going to look at his tumultuous journey from childhood poverty and time in prison to biting the heads off doves during a meeting with a record exec. It's a two-hour documentary. Explores how he worked tirelessly to reinvent his sound, his taste in music shifted, and then I guess Post Malone, that Post Malone track is it leads right up to that. More than just his career. It's he's 71. It reflects on his recent Parkinson's diagnosis. Never before seen interviews with Sharon and some of his kids. Artists like Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie, Post Malone, obviously part of it as well. So this is how, if you are, you know, if you're a fan of people's life stories and of music in general, and maybe you like Ozzy or Black Sabbath, The Nine Lives of Ozzy Osbourne on A&E on September 7th.
Ozzy is ripe. Probably they won't do it till he dies, but he'll make a great movie. You know, like they did The Dirt for Motley Crue, and they did Freddie Mercury story for the what do they call that one?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah,
for Queen.
Ozzy will make a great movie, and he absolutely. The stories I've heard, so many of his stories that that's one of the problems with Ozzy is so much of it is out there that it's not really a mystery, and it'll probably not happen until after he passes. But he was a guy without shoes, like he was really poor, and Sabbath went huge.
Yeah. Jane has texted in.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
Billie Eilish, definitely getting it this Thursday. It's called My Future. We'll let you know when I get more info. Jane, thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
Jane. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've teased a lot of things that I haven't gotten to, so I will get that weird city names. I'll also get the fast facts out there for you and a lot more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.